This is Dr. Mejia, the claim for the patient, though not me. Medical records 158278, date of birth 4/11/1959. Referring physician, Dr. Hernando Quiñones. Procedure performed, colonoscopy, secondary procedure, biopsies, tattoo placement. Date of the procedure, December 1, 2023. Indication, screening for colon cancer, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, suboptimal preparation. Number 2, incomplete colonoscopy, completed to transverse colon due to the obstructing mass. Number 3, transverse colon mass. Number 4, sigmoid colon polyp. Number 5, no other gross lesion seen. Number 6, rest of the colon, post-transverse colon mass, not examined, period. Paragraph. Left of insertion, transverse colon, complication known immediately, medication as per monitor anesthesia care, period. Paragraph. Over procedure, after informed consent was obtained, patient was put in the left lateral decubitus position, period. Scope was introduced into the anorectal area, advanced to the colon into the transverse colon without complications, period. Examination performed, pulmonary draw, period. Oxygen saturation, blood pressure monitored on the procedure, period. Retroflexion performed at the rectum, period. Procedure to stop at the transverse colon due to the presence of obstructing mass, period. Paragraph. Findings in the rectum, no gross lesion seen, period, in the sigmoid colon. There's a caesar polyp, peduncular polyp with white base, about 1.5 centimeter in size, unable to remove due to the white base, period. Yes, come in. Tattoo was placed, period. No other gross lesion when seen in the sigmoid descending colon, period. Paragraph, splenic flexure, no gross lesion seen, period. In the transverse colon, there's a large obstructing multilobulated mass friable in the transverse colon, period. Multiple biopsies taken, tattoo was placed, period. Unable to pass the scope beyond that area, period. Paragraph. No other gross lesion seen, given the suboptimal inadequate preparation during this examination, period. Paragraph. Recommendations 1, for pathology reports. Number 2, monitor clinically. Number 3, patient would be referred to oncology and surgeon once the pathology report confirmed, period. He will need endoscopic mucosal resection of the sigmoid colon polyp, period. He will need a repeat colonoscopy after obstruction has been relieved for evaluation of the rest of the colon, period. End of dictation.